Western science has a troubling history of ignoring the accumulated knowledge of indigenous people around the world. As Western powers colonized far-off corners of the world, their scientists often ignored or simply failed to ask what the people who lived there already knew about the natural world around them. Gary Paul Nabon is an ethnobiologist whose mission it is to remedy an imbalance that has denied us priceless knowledge. He's on his way to Maui for a talk, and I spoke with him yesterday.
An ethnobiologist is someone who tries to understand, appreciate, and celebrate the knowledge within indigenous cultures of the natural world, whether it's plants, animals, microbes, or landscapes. And that doesn't necessarily have to be vetted or confirmed by Western science. In other words, we appreciate the creative tension between different kinds of knowledge rather than feeling that if Western science says one thing and indigenous science says the other, then indigenous science is wrong. We're really talking about cross-cultural science and the interactions between people who are interested in plants or animals from various cultural perspectives.
Would you think, Gary, that when Western science, quote, discovers a new place or new people, that they would sort of want to know what they knew?
And that's what some of the best explorers did, but that was few and far between. That I'm humbled whenever I go to place that I'm not familiar with how much I have to learn about it. And certainly there were people that had that kind of empathy, whether they were Chinese navigators or European or even African and island people. But we still have that problem that most of what's been written up is this notion that the invaders inevitably improved or negated what went before them. And both of those are faulty assumptions.
And the invaders, discoverers, whatever you want to call them, have clearly ignored a great deal of found knowledge that was right there in front of them.
That's right. So we've not only colonized lands, we've colonized the notion of science that does not appreciate other kinds of indigenous science that are equally astute in their observations about the natural world. And so we've lost a lot of knowledge that's complementary to what we have in scientific journals that's just as important.
You would think it would be very unscientific to ignore any source of knowledge, wouldn't you?
Well, it's in part a linguistic problem that we scientists sometimes recorded names, for example, for plants and their pollinators that completely indicated a local understanding of the interactions between plants and animals in a very detailed way, but because the explorers or colonizers or invaders did not know the indigenous language, a lot of the nuances of that knowledge was lost. They just used the name but didn't understand the depth of the stories and the observations that were embedded in that name. So it was not all intentional. It was naivety, ignorance, and unfamiliarity rather than mean-spiritedness sometimes that kept people from fully understanding these things.
But it's clear that there's a lot of assumptions built into really, I suppose you'd say, Western thought that it's, you know, the scientific method as devised in the West is the only way to arrive at verifiable truth.
And what's ironic about that is that now more than any other point in human history, we need to not understand, but perhaps acknowledge and mobilize the insights in these other forms of science that can tell us in depth about parts of the natural world and how it's changing. And so in relation to climate change, indigenous fishermen in the Hawaiian Islands, in the Sea of Cortez or Gulf of California where I work, know far more about the pace and the nature of climate change and how it's affecting oceans and coastlines than most scientists, because they're out there every day observing it, and they have embedded in their oral traditions hundreds of years of observations by their ancestors. So we're losing out in a double way. We don't acknowledge and respect the current practitioners who are out there making observations that may be of value, not just to science, but to our survival. And we've ignored or dismissed the fact that they have encoded knowledge about decades and centuries of natural phenomena and behaviors of animals and plants that most scientists still don't have access to. So I'm humbled by how much there is to learn and celebrate in indigenous science. And the native Hawaiian knowledge of not just the islands, but the seas around them, I think is one of the most stunning examples of this, and that Native Hawaiian terms like pahoehoe and a'a and kapuka have come into the scientific vocabulary are sort of used as classic examples that indigenous people understood things that the rest of us need to understand as well.
Gary Paul Nabon will speak in the Green Room, the Merwin Conservancy's Environmental and Literary Salon, this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the McCoy Studio Theater.